Okay, our friends, Christmas is on its way. It's just around the corner, and so we are going to read a Christmas story for you because that's what we do. So today's story is called The Christmas Book Flood.
I don't want to listen to it if it's a flood.
You don't want to hear it if it's a flood? Mm-mm. Well, what if it's a good flood? It might be.
Is there any such thing as a good flood?
A flood of kisses from your mama?
Still no.
A flood of chocolate chip cookies? A flood of whatever your favorite snack is? Uh-huh. See, now I've got you thinking. Let's read it and see what happens. So today's story, The Christmas Book Flood, was written by Emily Kilgore, and the pictures are by Kitty Moss. And it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Look at this cute puppy.
Oh.
Okay.
A flood of holly.
A flood of...
No. A flood of mistletoe.
Ooh, for smooches?
I beat you on that one.
All right, let's read. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Darkness blankets the land, covering forests and homes, mountains and bookshops. Overhead, northern lights dance and curtsy across a cold, black sky. Whoa. It does look really dark in this town, and it looks like it's the end of autumn, the close of autumn, because I see that there's quite a few trees that don't have leaves on them, and many of the leaves, it looks like, have fallen down. This also looks like an old-fashioned town in the pictures, because it looks like I can see wagons and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Families snuggle in their homes, sprinkling the autumn terrain with pockets of warmth. Soon, snow will fly as the book flood draws closer.
What's the book
flood? I don't know. Let's find out. On the 24th of December, people give books as a sign of love, of hope, during a dark time of year. Reading is magic when you have the right book. And it is a dark time of year here, isn't it? Yeah, because the winter time is when it's colder and the days are shorter and it feels like it's darker a lot earlier and darker a lot later too. So people plan and they dream and they sneak and they search for books to give loved ones and families and friends. With jittery wonder, they scan over covers and circle their favorites. It's almost time. So many new books. It's so hard to choose. Stories to get lost in, to laugh at, to share. Big books, small ones, thick and thin. New tales, old histories, fantastic. And true. People face winter's bite and rush to the store under street lamps that show off the twirling snowflakes. And in the pictures, we can see all the snow coming down and the people are out shopping even though it's cold and snowing. They're all bundled up with scarves and hats and earmuffs and gloves. There's laughter and hope and holiday cheer and bright twinkling lights and hot cocoa and soft music. Clouds of warm breath. Tight hugs of hello. The soft crunch under boots as they trudge through fresh snow. clouds of warm breath, tight hugs of hello, the soft crunch under boots as they trudge through fresh snow. And in the picture we can see, they're even decorating a Christmas tree, aren't they? And it looks pretty beautiful, doesn't it? The strong smell of books unfurls at the door. A gush of excitement. Just hours remain. Shoppers slide through the aisles of towering shelves. They whisper and giggle and bubble with glee. Have you ever noticed how a new book smells? They smell really good. I happen to love the smell of a book. A clock chimes nearby. It's time to head home. But then, at long last, a surge of relief. Could it be that one there, tucked just out of sight? Yes, that magical book to bring loved ones joy. Clutching bags closely, their thrill overflowing, people hurry and scurry through carols and bells, and rush the books home, wrap them as gifts, and wait. Then finally, it's finally time. And we can see that everyone is inside and they all have their holiday gear on. They're wearing clothes. They're wearing their holiday bests. And they're all gathered together. And it says, families gather together. Love billows and swells. They pull back the tape, untangle the ribbons, then pour over treasures and marvel together new worlds and adventures etched across pages, bound between covers. As stars glitter above and light fills the room, now it is the best time. Now it is time for the best part of all. With blankets and pillows, loved ones and warmth, they sip their hot chocolate and read. The book flood spreads. So friends, this year, when you are thinking about presents for your family and your friends, why not think about a book? We highly recommend it. And I've got a whole list of them on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you're thinking about what books to get, go check out my list. And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.